I say good morning to you. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of the day or night you are listening to this. I want to welcome you back to another episode of Feeling Right Fine. Thank you so much for tuning in. And as I always say, you could have been chilling anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me. And that is not lost on me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. We are now on episode 5. I am 5 episodes in. And I say this in a few different episodes. You know, if you keep coming back, that means I'm doing something right. So I'm just going to continue with it and hope that you enjoy it. So this episode we are calling Ain't Nobody Got Time For That. I'm sorry. Wait, hold on. I tend to laugh at my episode titles. I think they're funny. Don't mind me. I will laugh at my own jokes, whether they're jokes or not. But ain't nobody got time for that. I feel like that could be tied in the right fine, and I'm gonna tell you how I'm gonna do it. So first, let me tell you where I got the title from, and I'm sure everybody knows or has heard this at some point in time. So we all remember the lady who was, I think she was going downstairs to go get a cold pop. And then she said, "Lord Jesus, there's a fire." And she later on told that news reporter, you know, that she got bronchitis, and ain't nobody got time for that. So that's one. So the second place that just kind of stuck with me on this title was one of my favorite actresses, Jennifer Lewis. She did that video with Brandy and Roz Ryan and the song, "I Don't Want Nobody With Me In These Streets." Sorry, trying to watch my language on this, because ain't nobody got time for that. So yes, okay, I'm going to stop laughing. But yes, those two places are where this title came from. Because, I mean, again, we can make it fit, and we can talk about how that ties into helping us feel right fine. So let's get into it. Oftentimes we're told or we've heard our time here is limited. We've got to live our best lives. Life is precious. Live life to the fullest. All of these sayings, you know, but how do we do that? Because we got some people who do it, some people who try to do it, and some people who don't want to do it. Now, let's be clear about something. Let's talk about the people who do it. Living your best life doesn't mean that you have to win the lotto, or you have like millions and billions of dollars to just throw away or throw at everything. It would help. It would definitely help, especially, you know, with gas prices. I'm just saying. But it doesn't mean that you need a lot of money to live your best life. You know, a lot of how we live our best lives, you know, just kind of centers on how we live and how we protect our space. For instance, one way we can help to live our best life is by always making sure our mental health is a priority. So many times we get caught up in so many things that we do in our daily routines. You know, we're working, we're tending to other things and other families. I said tending. Again, I'm country. I'm from the South. But there are so many things that we do during the day that require so much of us, and we pay so much attention to other things besides ourselves. You know, and I've talked about this previously, that we can sometimes, you know, forget about ourselves, and we can sometimes, you know, lose ourselves, you know, and it's important not to forget about us in our day. So, you know, how are some ways that you can make your mental health a priority? For myself, and this may work for you or it may not, but for myself, I like to take time to do the things that I like to do. I mean, you know, whether it's taking a few minutes to play Xbox, I also enjoy a good glass of whiskey. And let me tell you, my favorite is Uncle Nearest. And yeah, with it, and it's got to be neat. It's got to be neat. I don't want no chaser. I would not dare add any ice to it. I don't want nothing diluting. Wait, I'm getting caught up. Okay, so wait. So yes, those are some things that I like to do. Anything that helps me unwind and helps me relax. You know, that's how I protect my mental health. You know, and you can think about what are some things that just make you feel centered and relaxed and keep you in that happy place. Because again, it's like we get so caught up again, you know, in what we have to do all day long. And sometimes the only thing that we're focused on is how soon I can get into bed just to get up tomorrow morning and start it all over again. And eventually that will wear on you. So if part of your life means that you're helping to take care of other people and other things around you, then you have to take care of yourself too. And I talked about this previously, you know, because how are you going to pour from an empty vessel? You have to take time and recharge. So that's part of how you can live your best life. Another part of how you can do that is by making sure that you have people in your life that love you and you love them back. And the thing is, when people genuinely love you, you know it. You absolutely do know it. Whatever your gut is telling you, you know, listen to it, because most times it's right. And so those are the people that you want to have around you, because those are the people that are going to bring you joy and you're going to give it right back to them. So make sure, you know, to always keep those kind of folks in your life. You know, I talked about before having golden people around you. That's an example, you know, because and those people are few and far between. So just know when you get them, hold on to them. So, yeah. Now, there are some people who try to live their best lives and they are trying their best to do it. But life hits us all different. Life may hit me harder than it's hitting you or vice versa. And these are some, and there are some people who try to wake up every morning with a smile on their face and they try to keep going, but life is trying to hold them in place. Understand that everybody's journey is not the same. And to those people who are still working through it and still trying to keep a smile on their face and still trying to focus on positivity in their lives, you know, pray for those people because I believe they're golden too, you know, because they're trying. They're not feeding into whatever negative circumstances surround their lives. And that is not easy. That's not easy to do, because a lot of people could just say, you know what, I'm going to give up. This is just it. This is where I'm supposed to be and I can't do nothing about it. But these folks are still going to try to make a way to live their best life and still stay happy and still focus on the positive. And again, that's not an easy thing to do. So, you know, shout out to those people. Shout out to those people. Now, there are some people that don't know how to live their best life. Let me expound on that. There are some people who could have all the money in the world and still be jealous or envious of somebody who is drowning in debt. And for the life of me, I cannot understand. I cannot understand being jealous of somebody else. And especially in that circumstance, not saying that, you know, money just grants you this right to never be jealous, to never feel like you're insecure or whatever that is, you know, but I don't understand the mentality of being in a certain place, but not wanting to uplift people around you. See what I'm saying? Like, I just don't get that. And just because somebody has, you know, a certain status, you know, doesn't mean that they have a positive attitude all the time. And sometimes these are the people that will come around you and they will smile in your face all the time. And when okay, wait, sorry. These are the people who will speak ill of other folks. These are the people who will do things like that and bring a lot of negativity with them. And those are the people that you absolutely need to stay away from, because just like they are coming to you and talking to you about some people, I guarantee you, when you leave, they doing the same thing about you. And so here's where I want to get into, you know, the importance of energy and the type of energy that you allow in your space. So again, I have to say, if somebody is bringing in negative energy into your space, you know, leave them where they at, because that's something that you don't need. See, here's my thing. Like, I never studied physics. I was a history major. Didn't study physics, but I understood that energy was never lost or destroyed. It just transfers from one place to another, whatever type of energy that is. Meaning, you got somebody around you who's bringing a positive energy into your space, who is making you feel good. Like somebody you can look at and you immediately start smiling just because they in the room. You know, that's the kind of energy that you want in your space, because guess what? You're going to feed that energy back to them. And so that's going to be where your mental health is safe. That's going to be where you find your peace, in spaces like that. But if you got somebody who's coming into your space and they're bringing nothing but negativity with them, then that's going to mess you and them up. Now, understand that I'm not saying that, you know, you can't allow somebody into your space and lend them an ear. Do that. Sometimes people need to vent. And if they feel safe with you, then they might just do that. Sometimes they need to vent. They need somebody to hear them. By all means, help one another in that way. But if you have somebody like I was talking about earlier, who wants to do nothing but talk about other people, but bring negative things up like all the time, who has a malice with it, you know, it could be under the guise of backhanded compliments or under the under like this thinly veiled, you know, bad joke, you know, whatever it is, you know, that's the kind of stuff that you don't want in your space, because what you allow is what you what will continue and what will sort of influence things around you. So what do I mean by that? I believe very much in the law of attraction and speaking things into existence. The way that I came across this, now, mind you, my mother and my grandmother have been telling me about speaking things into existence my whole life, and I never understood it. I always thought, you know, if that's the case, then why is it I can't say I'm going to have $1 million and I ain't got $1 million. See what I'm saying? So that's what I thought. Like, I took it very literally. But one day, and this was after I had just gotten my real estate license. Yes, I'm a real estate agent here in Mobile, Alabama. And if you need any help with your real estate needs, call me at 251-732-3167, Rosalind Spencer. See what I did there? It's my podcast. I don't care. I'm sponsored by me. But but yes, this amazing agent, I had called her because right out of real estate school, you will question a lot of things and you will see all of these dynamic agents around you and you're wondering, how are they getting these leads and listings and buyers and da 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 da, and what am I doing wrong? And oh my God, did I just waste a bunch of money and a bunch of time and I'm never going to do this and da da da. So I called her and I was like, I need some help. I'm just trying to figure out how to get started. What do I do? She's like, let me take you to lunch. Let's talk. So we went to lunch and that lunch changed my life. Why do you ask? Because while we were talking and she was telling me she didn't spend a lot on the technical side of it. She taught me about, you know, understanding what was going on around me and how to shape my environment. And I'm thinking to myself, what in the world are you talking about? But I got it when she finally broke it down for me. And the way that she did it at the end of it all, she said, you know what? Have you ever seen this movie called The Secret? I said, no, I've never heard of it. She said, it came out around 2005, 2006. It's on Netflix. Go check it out. And then when you check it out, I want you to call me and let me know what you thought of it. And that is exactly what I did. I went home that night and I watched it and it changed my life. It changed how I view things because I understood at that point what it meant to understand the law of attraction. Whatever it is that you speak and whatever it is that you speak is going to be what influences your actions. Your actions are going to influence things around you. whatever it is that you're doing right now or today, that's what's influencing your future. So if you are speaking nothing but negative things, then that's what your tomorrow and your next month and your next year is going to look like. You know, you may be speaking all of this stuff right now, but you're not understanding how that's going to influence your future. But if you take time and you start to focus on what your goals are, and you focus on positivity, and you focus on this is what I need to work toward, then that is what you will naturally work toward. Now, just because you speak it one day doesn't mean the next day you're going to have it in your hands. But if you speak it and you can one day and you continue to speak it every day, then that's going to be something that you will find yourself working toward, because now you got focus. And once you get that focus, you cannot have any distraction. So to recap, you cannot have negativity in your space. You want people around you who are going to feed that focus. People who are as driven as you. People who want the same things as you. You know, that's what you need. And that's what I mean, like, by the law of attraction. You talk about what it is that you want, and that is what will happen around you, because that is what you're going to work toward. Now, a second ago, you heard me mention focus. So a part of that and a part of keeping your focus is protecting your boundaries. Now, we talked about that in the Here at Furniture City episode, but protecting your boundaries means that you are protecting your peace. And so understand, being loyal is a good thing, and being unwavering in your love for somebody is dope, but not at the expense of your well-being. Meaning, if you are not getting the same energy that you are giving out, then you need to question what these things, what these family ties or what these friendships and relationships are truly doing for you. You know, and I understand that these are bonds that can be really strong. But again, you have to be able to maintain your focus, and you have to be able to protect your peace. And if these things, these types of relationships that you're in, whatever ties, whatever bonds they are not feeding your focus, then they are taken away from it. And every day that it's taken away from your focus is every day that you are not living your best life the way that you need to be. So just understand that, you know, and understand that a part of that is knowing that every person's journey is not yours, and vice versa. You know, and I say in one of my poems that you got to stop giving seasonal people lifetime possibilities. You know the people that are meant to be in your life. You know the people who are not seasonal, because there is something in you. There is a connection that you have that lets you know that, you know, there are people who love you and will treat love as a verb, and you'll understand that, and you'll know it with that person every time that you're around them. And you have to understand that sometimes, even though these family ties, these relationships, whatever it is that's not feeding your peace, but you still may love these people, you got to learn how to love them from a distance. You got to learn how to love them from a distance, and you have to learn to be loved from a distance. Otherwise, it is a threat to your focus. And you need to treat all of you need to govern yourself accordingly when it comes to anything that is posing a threat to your focus. So just keep that in mind. So I just want to recap on a few things before I make my way out of here. So understand again that our time here is truly limited, that life is indeed precious. You know, when people say that you only live once, I disagree. And I know I've seen and heard this in other places, but I disagree, because you actually live every day. There's only one time that you leave this earth, but you wake up every day. So every time that you open your eyes is another chance for you to live to your fullest, for you to work towards your goals, for you to be as happy as you possibly can be. So why not spend every chance that you get trying to do just that. No, I'm not naive enough to think that, you know, things can be all happy all the time. But I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna always work to make sure that I'm working towards that. I'm just saying. And I believe that if you work towards that, then genuinely you will feel better about a lot of things. Remember, what you allow to be planted in your space is what will grow and what will gain life. Always understand that the law of attraction is real. So continue to speak beautiful things into existence. Make sure your circle of people is a group of people that love you and you love back. And remember that love is a verb. So always just kind of keep that in mind when it comes to people that you're dealing with, because negativity, envy, hatred, distractions, saying, ain't nobody got time for that. Oh gosh. Ladies and gentlemen, that is my time. And I had a very good time with this episode. If you can't tell, I really enjoyed myself. I'm really thankful that you tuned in with me and that you lent me your ear for a few minutes. I'm hoping that you got something out of this. I'm hoping that you're feeling right fine. Cause I am. Remember, smiling is contagious. Try it sometime. Somebody might catch one. Once again, thank you for coming to chill out and hang out with me. You could have been anywhere on this blessed internet, but you chose to come and hang with me. And that's not lost on me. For all things Catharsis the Poet, check out my website at catharsisthepoet.com. You'll find all of my upcoming events as well as info on my group. Shout out to Powerlines Poetry. We have been together for 10 years, y'all, and we ain't stopping no time soon. We ain't going nowhere. I'm sure I got that wrong. I got that rhythm all off, but never mind. Never mind. Again, thank you for tuning in. Hope you are feeling right fine on this Feeling Right Fine Friday. If you like what you heard, continue to follow, subscribe, and share. Leave me a voice message. Let me know what you're thinking about this. I appreciate all feedback. Peace be with you all and be blessed.